Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Hey, how you doing? All right. Well, it's time for tonight's radio broadcast. And tonight we've got Speed Dating by this bloke called Dave Andrew. Well, hopefully it's not going to be too long. See ya!
Good evening, one and all, and thank you for coming along tonight to this, our first ever speed dating event. Before we get underway, I will just go through a few rules to make sure everybody has a good time. We expect everyone to be respectful of each other at all times. Lewd or crude remarks will not be tolerated. Can you please also keep your profanities to a minimum? Everybody will have 5 minutes each at the tables before I ring this bell, at which point the gentleman will rise and move to the next table. Ladies, remain where you are. I'm here to facilitate and keep time. Feel free to ask me any questions and I shall do my best to answer them. Rosaline, is it?
Yes, dear.
Would you like to put your knitting away before we start?
No, that's all right. Thank you, dear.
Okay, then. Well, eyes down, everyone. Here we go.
Good evening. My name is Raymond.
Please excuse me. Where's the...
Through the doors into the foyer. Door on the left.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
Do you think it was something he said? Good evening. My name's Mark.
Hello, dear. My name's Rosaline.
Oh, what a lovely name.
Well, thank you, dear.
So what are you knitting?
A pair of booties. My eldest is expecting.
Oh, how nice. So, Rosaline, tell me all about yourself.
Good evening, Samantha.
Hello, Alan. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, and I'm pleased to meet you too. So, what do you think of all this speed dating lot then?
I don't know, really. I've never done this before.
No, me neither. Is anything wrong? You look a little distracted.
Sorry, yes. Would you excuse me for a moment, please? Excuse me? Sorry to butt in. Mark, is that you?
Sam?
Well, fancy seeing you here.
Likewise.
You want to watch this one? He likes to think he's a Scarlet Pimpernel.
The who, dear?
They seek him here, they seek him there. They seek him bloody everywhere.
Well, that's rich coming from you.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
For what?
For making a complete fool out of me last Wednesday.
Me?
Yes, you.
You want to back the over-righteous truck up a bit, sweetheart. It was you who made a fool out of me.
Do you mind? This is my 5 minutes. You stick to your own date.
Oh, and how, pray, did I do that?
By standing me up.
Oh, no, dear. That isn't nice.
What a bloody liberty. He stood me up. I was there, and on time.
Then who did you come as? The invisible woman?
I waited over an hour for you.
Likewise. I'm really sorry about this, Rosaline.
Oh, don't mind me, dear.
I think I would have noticed you. And you couldn't have failed to have noticed me. I was the mug standing outside the church with a bunch of flowers in one hand and fading hopes in the other.
Rubbish. You weren't there.
But I was. I swear. Wednesday night, outside the church, 8 o'clock in Sudbury. I even wrote it down.
Sudbury?
That's right.
I said Sunbury, not Sudbury.
Oh, what?
Oh, I've had enough of this. Miss, can you sort this out, please?
What's going on?
These two are breaking the rules. They are talking to each other and not to us.
Is there a problem here?
No, no problem. Yeah, shift over, mate. This lady and I have got things to discuss.
No,
You will get a chance to speak to one another when it is your turn to sit at her table. We have to keep to the rules.
Rules?
Alan, would you be an angel?
Well, I...
Please, I need to clear something up with this man. He appears to be labouring under a misapprehension at the moment.
I do.
Please, I'd be ever so grateful.
Oh, really?
I would really rather we kept to the rules.
Fine.
Get your coat, Sam. You've pulled.
Okay.
What, are you dropping out?
Yes.
There'll be nobody left at this rate.
Just what kind of event are you running here?
I could always take his place.
You wait your turn.
Hello, Rosaline.
Oh, hello, dear.
So what am I supposed to do?
Wait until I ring the bell and move to the next table.
That's simply not good enough. I came here to meet somebody and I've ended up sitting on my own again.
Yes, so you have. 2 minutes left, everybody.
Come on, let's get a drink.
Okay.
Here, Carol. What's all this then?
Speed dating, Sid.
Speed what?
I'm adding a little bit of culture to the place.
Culture? We are bleeding book club next.
That's a wonderful idea. Thanks for that, Sid.
Well, I wasn't being serious.
I think it's a great idea. I'll make sure we get some with lots of pictures in just for you.
Do what?
Look, Sid, I'm busy.
Speed dating. Sad old sods.
And how is Elsie these days, Sid?
She's gone and left me again.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Out drowning your sorrows, are you?
She like hell. I'm celebrating. Here, maybe I should give this speed dating lark a go.
Maybe next time, eh, Sid? Right, everyone, time to change tables.
What are you drinking?
Ooh, a rum and coke, please.
One rum and coke and a pint of bitter, please, mate.
So, you really did turn up then? You're not just saying that.
No, I really did turn up. I was waiting outside the church for so long, the old Bill thought I was casing the joint.
It's quite amusing, really. Sudbury.
It wasn't at the time.
No, it wasn't at the time.
I felt terribly dejected.
Oh, you poor baby.
Still, it's an easy enough mistake to make.
Yes, it is. And it proves the old theory right, too.
And what old theory would that be?
That men are only ever half listen.
Oi!
You did well, though. You were only out by one letter.
Yeah, and several miles. Cheers, mate. Keep the change. Shall we go and sit down?
Yeah. Let's sit opposite. I want to see how they're getting on without us.
May I sit down?
Please do, dear.
Rosalind? Oh, what a beautiful name.
Yes, so I've been told.
So, the boot is for your grandchild?
That's right, dear.
You don't look old enough to be a grandma, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, how sweet of you. No, I don't mind at all, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. How many kids have you got?
I have 7, dear.
7?
Yes, 1 for every day of the week.
Oh, that must have been one hell of a week.
Was that, dear?
Never mind. 7 kids and a grandchild on the way.
Each one a blessing, dear.
Yes, quite. I bet they keep you busy.
Oh, yes, there's always something going on at my house.
Have you been on your own for long?
Oh, I'm never on my own, dear, not with 7 children.
No, what I meant was, have you been single for long, you know, not seeing anybody?
Well, now, my 3rd husband passed away 2 years ago. I've not seen anybody since then. Well, nothing serious anyway.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Thank you, dear. He was a great loss.
I'm sure he was. Did you say 3rd husband?
Yes.
Boy, you must love wedding cake.
Not particularly, dear.
You must have got married very young first time around.
I was 19. He'd been my childhood sweetheart.
Oh, that's nice. What happened to him, if it's okay to ask?
Of course it is, dear. He passed away suddenly, poor thing.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Thank you, dear.
And your second husband, is he still with us?
I honestly have no idea.
Really?
Yes, he went out to get a newspaper one day and I never saw him again.
He did what?
Yes, it was a mystery. I never heard of or from him since. The police listed him as a missing person, but he was never found. Most strange.
Bloody hell.
Yes, I know. It came as quite a shock, I can tell you.
Well, yes, it must have done.
Became very inconvenient, too.
Inconvenient?
Yes, I met my third husband about a year after that, and we had to wait ages before we could get married. I had to have my second husband declared legally dead before the marriage could be dissolved.
Oh, I need a drink.
Oh, bugger, that's not good.
What's wrong? What happened?
I just dropped a stitch.
Oh.
I shall have to redo the whole row now. What a bloody nuisance.
Rosalind, you can tell me to mind my own business, but I am intrigued now. You say you lost your third husband 2 years ago?
That's right, dear.
How did he die, if it's not too painful a memory, of course?
Oh, no, dear, it isn't. It was all very sudden. His heart just packed in.
Oh, getting on a bit, was he, poor man?
Not really, dear. He was a few years younger than me, actually.
He was?
Yes. We always thought it was strange for him to die like that. He'd always been a very fit man, always at the gym, bless him.
Did he overdo it with the exercise, do you think?
It's possible.
And they say that exercise is good for you.
Bless him. He used to say that he could spend a whole day at the gym and still not have as good a workout as I could give him. I never really understood what he meant by that.
Did you not?
Wonderful memories.
Was he at the gym when it happened?
No, he was at home with me.
Oh, I am sorry.
We were in bed at the time. It was so unexpected.
Still, it's a nice way to go out, dying in your sleep like that.
Oh, he wasn't sleeping, dear.
He wasn't?
No, we were, well, you know.
Oh, my God.
He started making all these strange noises, but I thought he was just enjoying himself, so I carried on. It was only when he slumped and became quiet that I realised something was wrong.
Jesus.
It became a dead weight. I almost suffocated.
Bloody hell.
It took all of my strength just to push him off.
Oh, I really need another drink.
We were worse than teenagers sometimes. We couldn't keep our hands off of each other. He would call me his little nympho with the knitting needles.
I bet he did.
Great times.
Well, at least he died on the job, eh?
No, he wasn't working, dear.
No, I mean, you were, well, you know.
Oh, yes, I see.
So he kind of came and went at the same time then?
How's that, dear?
It doesn't matter. Is it getting hotter in here?
Carol, I think something's died in the women's lav. It's disgusting out there.
Oh, bugger.
It's put me off my kebab.
I'd better go and check what it is. Listen, everyone, I just need to check on something. I won't be a moment. Oh, dear God.
Sorry.
Are you all right in there?
No, not really.
I'll open a window.
Thanks.
Come on. Bloody thing's stuck.
I don't feel very well.
No, neither do I, strangely enough. Open, you bloody stupid thing.
I wish I hadn't had that prawn sandwich at lunchtime.
You and me both. Oh, thank God. That's better.
Tell the gentleman I'm sorry. He must think I'm very rude to run off like that.
I'm sure he will understand. Besides, I think you're better off where you are.
What?
Nothing. I'll let him know that you're feeling unwell.
Tell him I'll be back as soon as I can.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ, are you kidding me?
I only wish I was.
Look, I have to get back, okay? You take as long as you like. Maybe you need to go home or to A&E.
I don't leave here at the moment.
No, perhaps you're right.
I've been here so long, my legs have gone numb.
I'll give you some privacy.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I need a shower. Mike, can we get an out-of-order sign for this door, please? The punters will have to use the one upstairs from now. You may want to call Environmental Health too. And maybe a plumber.
Are you okay? Your eyes are watering.
Are they? I'm not surprised.
Have you been crying?
Not yet, but I'm getting very close. Listen, everyone, Ivy is feeling a little under the weather. I don't think that she will be back with us this evening. Ladies, if you need to use the loo, please use the one upstairs. The one down here is out of order. This leaves us a little lopsided. There are more men than women now. So, chaps, you may have to take it in turn, sitting out for 5 minutes each. In fact, all change.
It sounds like we've come to the end of the line.
I think some of them have. The bloke sitting with the witty knitter over there has gone several shades of grey.
He looks terrified to me.
God knows what they were talking about.
I think our host is really going to lose it by the end of the night. And that must be the seventh lager she's put away.
Yeah, but they're only halves.
This people watching could be fun.
Ha! This would be interesting. Old nerdy guy over there is just about to sit with Mr. Macho.
Hello.
There's nothing for you at this table, son.
That told him. I wonder what happened to the woman who ran off.
Well, apparently, if you go into the foyer, you'll find out.
What?
It sounds like she took one look at nerdy guy over there and lost all control. Literally.
Oh, God, how disgusting.
That's why she said to use the toilet upstairs. You have to feel for our host, though.
Why?
Well, it isn't exactly going to plan, is it? I mean, Mrs. Knitter over there won't put her knitting away. I wouldn't move once I started talking to you. Nerdy guy has been in her ear about Miss Dysentery doing a runner. Come, the numbers are depleting by the minute. And I mean, look at the venue.
Yeah, it's not exactly classy, is it?
Classy? I came by bus so I wouldn't have my car nicked.
Well, they say that no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, but there's punishment and then there's torture. I bet she had such high hopes for tonight.
Well, it was a little enthusiastic for a place like this. Look, that guy over there's wearing a string vest, for Christ's sake.
Well, I can think of a way to cheer her up.
Get her blind drunk?
Well, that's the second option.
And the first?
Well, we could tell her that we're going to keep seeing each other, you know, and thank her for making it possible.
I say, are you asking me out again?
Well, that all depends on whether you say yes or not.
And they say that romance is dead.
Samantha, will you do me the honour of going out with me again, please?
Go. Go on, then.
Oh, thanks.
But on one condition.
Which is?
That we go nowhere near Sunbury or Sudbury.
Done. Another drink?
Yes, thank you.
I think I'll get our host one too. She looks like she could do with it.
I think she's had enough already.
Yeah, but what of? Can I get you another?
Sorry?
Drink.
Oh, God, yes. Half a lager, please. Tell them it's for me and they shouldn't charge you.
Right you are.
Did you have to come far tonight?
No, only from home.
And where's that?
Why would I tell you where I live?
I wasn't asking you to.
You may be one of those strange people.
I can assure you that I'm not.
Are you sure? You look quite strange to me.
I beg your pardon?
Who wears a cardigan anymore? And why don't you undo your top button? You're not wearing a tie.
What's wrong with a cardigan?
And what's that thing around your ankle? Are you on tag or something?
No, I'm most certainly not. It's a clip to stop my trousers getting caught up in my bicycle chain.
Bicycle?
Yes, I rode here tonight.
And you left your bike outside?
Well, yes, I did.
Well, good luck with that.
What do you mean?
Don't be surprised if you have to walk home.
I'm sure it'll be okay. I chained it to the railings.
You're not from round here, are you?
No. Are you?
There you go again, asking for my address. I have pepper spray, you know.
What?
Pepper spray, just in case anybody gets over-friendly.
You don't have to worry about that with me.
Why? What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
First you're asking for my address. Now you're calling me ugly.
I'm doing nothing of the sort.
Then why did you say that I didn't have to worry about you getting over-friendly?
Because I'm not like that.
Like what?
Like what you were saying I was.
What are you like then?
I don't know. Respectful. Yes, I'm respectful.
Respectful?
Yes.
So you respect me then?
Yes, of course I do.
Oh, that's so nice. Nobody said that to me before.
Well, I don't know why. You seem like a very nice person to me.
I am. I am a nice person.
I could tell that the moment I saw you.
Oh, that's so lovely.
It's true.
Why?
Why what?
Why am I a nice person?
Why?
Yes.
Well, let's see. You are a very nice looking lady, yes, and very attractive, and you have lovely hair and nice eyes. Oh, and a charming smile.
Go on.
And you're clearly very intelligent too, and you know what you're talking about. That's obvious to me.
Yes, I went to an approved school.
There you are. See?
What else?
Well, you're caring and sensitive.
Keep going.
And you're so easy to talk to.
I'm what?
Easy to talk to?
Are you taking the mic? I have pepper spray, you know.
Saved by the bell.
Nerdy guy seems to be having a really tough evening.
Well, at least it can't get any worse. Where's he off to?
Oh, he's got balls going out that way. The smell's so bad now, you have to cut your way through with a machete.
Bastards! Somebody's stolen my bicycle!
You were saying?
Look! I've been robbed!
Well, sure got your will, ain't ya? What more do you want?
What are you going to do about this?
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, my bicycle has been stolen, and something simply must be done.
Did you see the sign outside which says, management accepts no responsibility for any property lost, damaged or stolen?
Yes, but...
Then that's what I'm going to do about it. You know what? That's it. All over. It's been a bloody disaster from start to finish. So we're done. Thank you and good night.
Oh dear, here it comes.
Try to do something nice, something different, and yet it all gets thrown back at you. Rules, just simple rules. That's all you had to follow. But no, you couldn't even be bothered to do that. Who the hell brings their knitting with them when they go out? All I can hear, other than this idiot shouting down my ear all night, the clinking of those bloody needles. Clink, clink, bloody clink. It's giving me a headache.
Maybe the lager's helped a bit with that.
And then you two.
I think she means us.
You were supposed to speak to the person opposite you at your table, not the person sitting at the opposite table. I mean, how hard is it, for God's sake? And on top of that, you hang around just so you can take the piss all night. Who does that?
I think you're right. She does mean us.
Don't even get me started on Mrs. Dinerod out here.
Yeah, have another drink, love.
Come on, it's over, finished. Everybody out.
Well, I know where I'm not wanted.
Well, I'll come out with you, if that's okay.
That'll be most acceptable, dear.
Oh, what a waste of time this was. I'll see you.
I am sorry about your bike. Would you like me to walk you to the bus stop?
Yes, please.
What do you think? Should we go somewhere more upmarket? Like McDonald's?
Yep. Time to get off this shipwreck before they run out of lifeboats.
Here, Carol. Is it over already?
Over? It never bloody well started. What a complete waste of my time and effort. I think I may just go with your book club idea next time.
Well, I told you. I was only kidding about that. Anyway, I'm off. Football's on tonight, and with Elsie out of the way, I can watch it in peace. I'll stop at the Offie for a six-pack and some Pringles on the way home.
Oh, how the other half lives. Good night, Sid.
Hello, where is everybody?
Oh, I thought you'd gone home ages ago.
No, I wanted to wait until I felt better before taking the chance.
And are you? Feeling better, I mean.
Oh, yes, thank you. Very much better.
Well, that's the first bit of good news I've had tonight.
Didn't it go well, then?
I would have had more success building a snowman in hell. A complete waste of an evening.
Oh, dear. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
I don't suppose you would care to join me for a drink, would you?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, why the hell not? Double vodka and Coke, please.
Speed Dating was written and directed by Dave Andrew and featured the vocal talents of Poppy Robinson, Christian Toms, Peter Preston, Caroline Tattersall, Lindsay Bird, Lynn Cuffin, Sarah Robinson and Dave Andrew. All sound effects used in this production are royalty-free and obtained from BBC Rewind and All Sounds. The theme music, Monkeys Spinning Monkeys, was written by Kevin MacLeod and provided copyright free. Editing on this production was done by David O'Rorty. This has been a Dave Andrew radio play. Thank you for listening.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.